down throw to Kendall in the overtime, you know, the pressure and still manage to complete that?
Yeah, that was pretty much we had a call that gave us another exotic look on third down. O-line gave me some time. I had to buy a little bit more, and I just saw Kendall going over the middle. That's not exactly how we drew it up, but turned into a little broken play, and I just saw Kendall. I gave him a chance, and he made a heck of a catch.
How have you, over time, made sure that in those situations your eyes are downfield, you don't drop them and focus too much on the pass rush, and you still look at your options?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just practice that in practice, and then just stick to how you're coached. Go back to the basics. Stay within yourself, stay within the offense, and just do your job. And it's all about trusting your teammates. O-line did a great job all day, controlling the line of scrimmage and giving me time. And we made it happen when we needed it, so it was good to see.
How much was ball security a point of emphasis? There were a few throws, a throwaway, especially one in the red zone. Were you reminding yourself?
Yeah, for sure. When you get in the point zone, you take incompletion over a risky throw. So then put ourselves in a lot of sticky situations for that. We came away with points, and it paid off in the end. So just try to learn from my mistake last week, forcing ball when I need to. This week, played within myself and took what the defense gave me. And that's a really good defense out there today, so it's great to come away with a win, especially on the road.
How would you grade out Tariq on his touchdown pass?
A-plus. A-plus. On the money. Dime ball. It was awesome. I knew it was going to be a touchdown when it was called. So I was asking for it last week. The toss sucks up the defense, and Zach made a great catch behind him, and everyone just did their job. Tariq threw a dime ball.
Mitch, how quickly did you see Dion kind of come open on that touchdown?
Yeah, so he's not the first read on that. And so I saw my first read. It wasn't open. I went through my second read, then had to buy a little bit more time, and then Dion just – I saw him wide open, and they just left him alone, and I just threw it up there. I didn't actually get to see him catch it. I got hit and was taken to the ground, so I'm looking forward to seeing it on film. But just finding open guys and making plays when it counts. So just getting the ball to your playmakers. O-line did an awesome job, and Dion went up and made a great catch. So, I mean, that's we need to score in that situation, and that was big. So defense had our backs all day, so we were able to play like that. Just stay consistent, run the ball, pound it. Control the game, and it was a great team win.
What was your view of Jordan's 53-yard run? It looked like he kind of got caught up there and was free.
It was crazy. It was crazy. He ran like a warrior, and you're not surprised when you see that type of run. I mean, everyone's tired. It's overtime, sucking wind, and Jordan just continues to carry this team, bounces outside, stays in, and then flips the field. So really, we're on their side of the field now. We know we could get a field goal to end it, and that was an awesome play by him and a great job of the O-line by just stretching it out, and not giving up, staying on their blocks, and Jordan just carrying his team as he does.
Mitch, how challenging is it for you as a quarterback to be patient in a game plan like today's where you're not asked to throw the ball as much as maybe you'd like?
Yeah, for sure. It's all about what's necessary to be done for the team. What do you got to do to win? And today my job was to manage it, take care of the football. We weren't throwing as much, but they're playing a little more different coverage than we expected. They're playing more too high safety and giving us the running lanes. So we just got to try to stay away from the more third downs, their exotic looks. But, yeah, you just do what you're asking. You just do your job. And I think at the end everyone pulled together. They did our jobs, and that's why we were able to come away with a victory because no selfishness. Just play within the offense, play within yourself, stick together, and offense, defense, special teams, have each other's back, and just come out with a win like that. It's cool.
So did you have an opportunity at the line in some instances to check the passes? I think the ratio was 50 runs for the running back, only 16 passes for you.
Yeah, like I said, that's what the defense was giving us. They're dropping out more than we expected, and that's why we continued to run the ball, and we were running the ball successfully. So we just wanted to stick with what was working, and we just pound the rock like we do and just do what's asked to you. So there wasn't as many checks from run the pass. It was checks run the run. So just continue to get us in the right situation, get down there, manage the game, and just try to keep everyone composed. And if we stick together, we can win more ball games.
Through the first three quarters, did you feel like this was cleaner than last week?
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was cleaner, better procedure in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, especially in a hostile environment. So we practiced that all week. We continue to see things that we need to improve on. So we just got to go back to work, continue to clean it up. But hopefully we're headed in the right direction.
Mitch, along those lines, they got home and forced a fumble on the sack. Anything you could have done there in terms of checking the protection or changing things up?
Yeah, I actually, I got off my first read a little too quick, so I think I could have gotten the ball out. So I was actually going down to my second, third read, and my eyes were away from where the blitz was coming. So, you got to go back and watch the film now and learn from it. But I just got my eyes off the front side too quick, and that's where he was coming from and got the hit. So just better ball security in the pocket and stay within the offense. And I think I would do that. The first read comes open, and then I could hit a guy for a first down instead of taking a sack fumble. But I just continue to trust my guys and stay within the offense, and it'll be fine. But ball security is a crucial part of the game, and we took care of it at times, and other times we were careless with it. So we just got to continue to improve that.
When you guys took the field in the overtime there on the final drive, back up at your own seven, and the pass, the receivers weren't really involved as much as more tight ends. What was your mentality just coming out there back so far up, knowing that it was probably going to be your only chance to win?
Yeah, one play at a time. Something will happen if we just all do our jobs and stick together, and it did on that run. So, it was great to see. You never know what's going to happen. You just continue to believe in each play that's called. Take it one at a time, and it happened. So, it was awesome to see. It was a lot of fun.
Obviously, last question. You had a couple chances during the preseason to play on the road, but this being your first actual road start, what was it like once you got out?
It was awesome. A lot of fun. Hostile environment. This is a tough place to play. And a tough place to win. So went against a really good defense, and it was just great to come away with a team win. So it's all about winning. That's the most important thing, and it was a lot of fun with the guys.
All right, thanks everybody.
Appreciate it.